Chaitanya Bhagavata ki jai, Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai. We're at Shantipur, it's 500 years ago. Who's there? Advaitacharya is there on the stage of our minds. And there's one sannyasi, visiting sannyasi there, and Achyutananda is there. Achyutananda is a very glorious son of Advaita. And this five-year-old boy, Achyutananda, has just established the existential position of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he's not just a disciple of Keshava Bharati, but he's actually God. He's the cause of all causes and the cause of creation itself. And after hearing that, Advaitacharya was ecstatic. He rolled in the dust of his... He smeared the dust from the feet of his son all over his body, accepting his son as practically like an incarnation. He was so happy and proud of his son's beautiful dissertation on Bhagavad Tattva, establishing the godhood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he clapped and he danced and he declared, "Anitya Parishad, an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya, has appeared in my house." Now, text 187, Antya Lila chapter 4 of this Chaitanya Bhagavat. Pucha kole kari nachi Advaita Gosai Tribhuvani Janhara Bhaktira Simhap Nai. Advaita Gosai, Advaita Prabhu, whose bhakti was unrivaled within the three worlds, picked up his son Achyutananda and began dancing with his son in his arms. Putra Mahima Deki Advaita Vival Hena Kalayupasana Sarvasumangal. While Advaita became overwhelmed at seeing the glories of his son, all auspicious signs suddenly manifested in his house. Sarvasumangala Upasana. Saparshade Sri Gaurasundara Sri Kshane Asi Avirbhava Haila Advaita Bhavani. At that moment, Sri Gaurasundara's associates arrived at Advaita's house. Good timing. Perfect. Achyutananda will live a long life because he was glorifying. He was a five-year-old boy and he was glorifying Lord Chaitanya. And all of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya arrived. Bingo, here I am. Ta-da! In walks Lord Chaitanya. At that moment, Sekshane, Saparshad, with all his parishads, Sri Gaurasundara, Avrabhav, Prananata Ishta Devi, Advaita Dekhiya, Parilena Prativite, Dandavata Haila. When Advaita saw the worshipful Lord of his life, he fell to the ground, offering obeisances to Gauranga Sundara. Hanibali, Sri Advaita Karena Hunkara, Premananda Deha Pasaryapanar. Advaita cried out the name of Hari, Hari, Hari. An ecstatic love, he forgot his own body. That's what it takes. You have to attain ecstatic love in this lifetime and forget that useless body. That's my command to you. And the order of the guru is the ability to carry it out. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jaya jaya kara dhwani kari nari gan Utila paramananda advaita bhavan. The ladies made auspicious sounds, and Advaita's entire house became filled with ecstasy. Ecstasy. Utila paramananda, the topmost bliss. Prabhu karila advaitare nicha kole sinchilenanga tanra premananda jale. Gauranga embraced Advaita and soaked Advaita's body with tears of ecstatic love. Parapadma Vakshe Kari Acharya Gosai Rodana Karinati Bhaya Kichu Nai. Advaita Gosai lost external consciousness. He held Garanga's lotus feet to his chest and cried profusely. Chaturdike Bhaktagana Karena Krandhan Kiyad Bhutta Prema Sneha Najaya Varna. Devotees on all sides began to cry. The exhibition of such wonderful love and affection is beyond description. Adbhuta Prema Sneha. Stira Hai Shaneke Advaita Mahashai Vasite Asana Dila Karila Vinai. After some time, Advaita became pacified. He humbly offered Gauranga a sitting place. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki!
Jai!
Advaita Gosai ki!
Jai!
Vasilena Mahaprabhu uttama asane chaturdike shavakare parisharagane. Mahaprabhu sat down on that beautiful sitting place, and on all sides he was surrounded by his loving associates. Nityananda Advaita Haila Kola Kuli Dunandeki Antarete Donan Kutuhali Kola Kuli Kutuhali. You got it? Nityananda embraced each other, and they became jubilant on seeing each other. Old friends like bookends. They always meet. Acharyara namaskari lena bhaktagan. Acharya sabare kaila prema lingan. All the devotees offered obeisances to Advaita Gosai, who in turn affectionately embraced them all. Prema lingana. Jayananda upajila advaita raghar vedavyasa vinatai vanite kipar. No one other than Vedavyasa is able to describe the ecstasy that manifested in Advaita's house. Well, you're it. The writer of this verse is that Vedavyasa, and he did describe the ecstasy. This is, of course, the author, Vedavyasa Vrindavandas Thakur, speaking here. Shaneki Achyutananda Advaita Kumar Prabhura Charnayasi Haila Namaskar. Advaita's son came out and offered obeisances at Gauranga's feet. Achyutere Kole Kari Shigora Sundar Premajali Dwilena Tanra Kalevara. Shigora Sundar warmly embraced the child Achyuta and soaked his body with tears of love. And bathe his body in tears of love. Prema Jal. So how did he get this reciprocation from Gauranga? By boldly preaching the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Not even afraid of his father. His father was asked a question by the sannyasi. Oh, Advaita Gosai, please tell me the identity. What is the relationship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Kesha Bharati? And Advaita said matter-of-factly, he said, there's different levels to understand this, but firstly let me say, he's a disciple. And as soon as Achyutananda says that, heard that, he came running in the room. Huh? He was out playing in the dirt. He was out rolling in the dirt. It said he was covered with dirt. That means he was playing in the dirt. Dirt's not falling in from the sky in the house. He was outside the house. Rolling in the dirt. He has marble floors. He's not rolling. There's no dirt in the house. He's outside in the yard, rolling in the yard in the dirt. And he heard something. Chaitanya has a shishya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shishya. Huh? What? What are you talking about? And then my father's talking, talking nonsense. Nonsense. You know nonsense? My father be talking nonsense. So then he ran inside and he told it as it is. The supreme truth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the cause of all the universes. All the three worlds are resting in his palm of his hand. What are you saying? He's everyone's guru. What are you saying? He's someone. He's the guru of the whole universe. He's the guru of Narada, Brahma, everyone. So the 5-year-old child stood up in front of his father and boldly preached. And we're afraid to stand up in front of our fathers and boldly preach. Oh, Daddy may not give me any money. So they have to be tactful also. Time, place, and circumstance. So what happened? He boldly preached, and what was that? Was the cause or the action? What was the reaction? Gurunga immediately came there. Oh, you're glorifying me! And immediately came there out of nowhere. Walked in the house, picked up this little child, put him in his lap, and bathed him with his tears of love. Bathed his entire body, soaked him, drenched him. So much he was happy. Just like Nrisingadeva when he picked up Prahlad and put him on his lap. Prahlad was trembling and offering prayers. Everybody else was chup. All the other demigods were totally mown. Even Lakshmi was. She didn't even know who it was. She couldn't recognize her husband. So she didn't recognize. So Prahlad was trembling, and then Nrisingadeva reached out his hand, he picked him up and put him on his lap. The same lap they just annihilated, just disembodied his father. He just dissected his father in the same lap. And there was all blood and guts here and there. He wiped those off his lap and put on Prahlad. And then it said he started licking Prahlad. In Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, and this is also mentioned in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, I believe so. But in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, which is by Vedavyas, Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, he said that the Nrisingadeva started licking Prahlad because cats lick their babies. To clean them, to show their love and affection. If they get in danger, then they lick them to make them relax and things. So he's licking him and just drenching him with his love. So in the same way, Gauranga, Chaitanya Singha is bathing this little boy. He's 5 years old. How old was Prahlad? 5 years old. 5-year-old Prahlad was being drenched by the tears and the Nrisingadeva and the saliva, the prema saliva, dara amrita, prema dara amrita of Nrisingadeva. He's licking him. Prahlad was like this. Just like the kittens do when their mother licks them. They bounce back and forth like this because their cat's big and the kitten's just a little tyke. And they go like this. Just like you see a calf, when a mother's licking the calf, it appears that the mother cow wants to swallow her calf. The cow's tongue is about 2 miles long. A really long tongue, and she's licking the calf, and the calf is wobbling back and forth and practically falling over as the mother wants to put the calf inside her mouth because she loves. It's the epitome of Vatsali, affection as a mother cow for a calf. You see? And if you go later, if you go up to that calf later, his fur is totally wet from head to toe. He just looks like he just took birth and came out of the womb. He's all wet with her loving saliva from the cow. So this is what's happening in Shantipur 500 years ago. Chutananda's getting an Abhishek. We do Abhishek of the Lord. The Lord does Abhishek of his devotees. Narada Muni comes to Dwarka. Krishna does Abhishek. He bathes him. Panchagavya, Panchamrit. So this is, the Lord loves his devotees. And the devotees love the Lord. Look how, now here, now let's hear that, how it goes here, how tightly it gets. It's time, I think, to go. Now it says, the plot thickens. Achyutari prabhuna chadhena vakshahaite. Achyuta pravishtahaila prabhura dahite. Gauranga was embracing this Achyut 5-year-old boy so tightly and drenching with his tears, he wouldn't let him go. He's holding him so tightly to his chest. And it appeared that Achyut had merged in the body of the Lord. Pravishta. Nityalila Pravishtom Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nityalila Pravishta means to enter. Nityalila Pravesh. He enters the Lila. Nityalila of Radha and Govinda. Tirobhav here, Avirbhav there. Tirabhav there, Avirbhav here, Tirabhav here, Avirbhav there. And Nityasthitas come from that realm. So they come here and have Avirbhav. They leave there and come here, and then they leave here and go there. Avirbhav, tirabhav. It's two sides of the same coin. Achutera kripa deki sarvabhaktagan prema sarvalagine karite krandan. This is love. In the realm of love, everyone appreciates each other. Everyone's happy. Happy to see another receive the mercy of the Lord and the love of the Lord, not envious. Why is he getting it, not me? On seeing the Lord's, upon seeing and witnessing Gauranga's mercy being poured upon this five-year-old boy, Achyutananda, all the devotees assembled there began to cry with love. That means they're prema sabhe krandan, prema krandan. Love means appreciation, love means gratitude, love means service, love means surrender. So they're appreciating so much that he received the mercy. Jata chetan jera priya parisharagan achutera priya nahi hena nahi jan. There was not one single devotee of Lord Chaitanya who did not have love for Achyuta. Jai Ho. Nityananda swarupera pranera saman gadadhara panditera shishira pradhan. Nityananda considered Achyutananda equal to his own life. And he was Achyutananda is the principal to the disciple of Gadadhara Pandit. Ihare sebali jogya advaita nandhan jena pita tena pucha uchita milan e matashri advaita goshtira sahite anande dubila prabhu pahiya shakshate. From this day forward, Achyuta became known as the yogya. Yogya Advaita Nandan. We heard this term before. The qualified son, Yogya, of Advaita. They were the exemplary combination of father and son. In this way, Sri Advaita and his family merged in ecstasy as they received Gauranga in their home. Sri Chaitanya Katadina Advaita Echai Rahila Advaita Gare Kirtana Lilai. By the desire of Advaita Acharya, Chaitanya stayed in the house of Advaita in Shantipur and enjoyed Kirtan Leela for a few days. Prananatha Grihe Pai Acharya Gosai Najane Anande Achen Kontanai. Having received the Lord of his life in his house, Acharya Gosai was in such ecstasy, they did not know where he was. Prananath Grihe Pai. His Prananath, the Lord of his very life heirs. Kichu stira haya advaita mahamati. Aishtani loka pataila shigragati. I'd wait to cool down a bit, and then that magnanimous Advaita sent some persons to Mayapur to collect Mother Shachi very quickly. Shigra means quickly. Guess what, Mother Shachi? Your son is in Shantipur. Ah! Ah! I got news he was in East Bengal going to Vrindavan, somewhere in Ramkeli. I thought he'd be in Allahabad by now, so far away. But somehow, Krishna has brought him back. Ah. Dolalai Navadvipe Aila Satware Aire Vritanta Kai Chali Baratare Premarasa Samudre Dubiache Ai Kibalene Kishunena Bhaya Kichunai. Sachimata ai ki jai. Ai, 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 ai. Ai is Bengali for mother. And one place in the Chaitanya Bhagavat we read in a previous class, if anybody simply chants the name ai It gets liberated from all birth and death forever.
Ai, 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 ai.
In Maharashtra, what's the name? What's the name for a mother? In Maharashtrian language, in Bombay, Maharashtra province, the name for mother is Ai, and the name for mother in Bengali is Ai. And in Hindi, what do you say?
Ma.
Mata. No.
Ma.
Ma. Ma. Ma or ma?
Ma.
Ma. Ma. Ma. And in American language,
mommy.
You say mommy. Ma and me. That's all I know. That's all any kid knows. Ma and me. Ma, me. Right? Quickly they went to Navadri, brought a palanquin. And so, and then they carried her, delivered a message that she should come. Mother Sachi was drowning in an ocean of ecstatic love. Prima Rasa Samudri. She had no external consciousness. She didn't know what she said or heard. Samuke Jahare Dekena Tanhare. Jignasena Maturara Kata Kahimore. She asked whoever she saw before her, tell me something about Mathura. Ram Krishna ke mata achena maturai? Papi kamsa ke mata vakari vyavasai? Tell me, how are Krishna and Balaram doing in Mathura? What is that sinful kamsa doing now? Chura akurera kata kahajanake? Ram Krishna mora churi kari nilase. Shrinilana papish kamsa mari gelahina. Maturara raja ki haila ugrasena. Please, tell me, what do you know about that thief, Akrura, who stole away my Krishna and Balaram? I heard that sinful kamsa is dead. Has Ugrasena become the king of Mathura? Ram! Krishna! Balya kakandakeyai. Jatka vidoha, dukta veche bari jai. Sometimes Mother Sachi would call out, Ram, Krishna, come quickly. Aao, jaldi aao. Come milk the cows, I must go sell milk. Khati bari kariya kakana aidhai. Dhar dhar sabaye nani chora chai. Sometimes Mother Sachi would grab a stick in her hand and run. Just start running and yell, catch him! Catch him! There goes that butter thief. So this is how the Audharya Leela takes us into the Madhurya Leela. The magnanimous pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, they throw us, they catapult us into the sweet pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan, the sweet Vatsalya rasas and Madhurya rasas and Sakhi rasas. This is the way, the avenue, the path. Gaur Leela gives Krishna Leela. Audharya, the magnanimous contribution of Audharya is to qualify one and prepare one and to introduce one and take one into the Leelas of Radha and Krishna. That is the whole purpose of Gaur Leela. Gaur is Krishna, Krishna is Gaur. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. So she's lost. This is the author first established. She doesn't know what consciousness she's in. She's in Sporti. She's in Antarbaya. She's in Antardasha. She's in internal consciousness. Ah, Mathura, what's going on? Oh, you come. What's going on, Mathura? How are my boys? This, that. How is my Nittai? How is my Gaur? My Ram Krishna. Ram is Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram ki jai. She's in another world. She's in Gaur Leela in Vrindavan. Gaur Leela is taking her to Vrindavan. Radhe Radhe. Kota palaibe aji edimo bandhya eta bali dai ai avishtahaya. Where will you flee? I will bind you today. Speaking this way, Shachimata would run around absorbed in her own internal ecstasies. Kakana kahari kahe samuke dekia chale jai jamunaya snan karigia. Sometimes when she saw someone nearby, she would say, "Ow, let's go bathe in Yamuna." Kakana je uchakari karina krandan ridaye dravaye taha karite shravan. Sometimes Shachi would cry so loudly that the heart of anyone who heard it would melt. Avichina dhara dui nayaniti jari se kaku sunia kashta paschana bidari. Tears constantly flowed from Shachi's eyes. The sound of her pathetic crying melted even wood and stone. Kakanva dhyane Krishna sakshat jekari atatahase ai apana pasari. Sometimes in meditation, lost in her dhyanam, meditating on Vrindavan and her beautiful son, Shashi would see Krishna and she would forget herself. and laugh loudly. Hinasaya Bhutta Hasya Ananda Parama Dui Prahareo Kabunai Upashama. Shashimata's wonderful and blissful laughter would sometimes continue for 6 hours. That means 6 hours she was in samadhi, Leela Samadhi, Krishna Leela Samadhi. Unbelievable. That's samadhi. Totally fixed on Krishna Leela. Kakanvai haya anande murchita prahareo datu nai take kadachita. Sometimes Mother Shachi would faint in ecstasy and lose consciousness, and she would appear dead. No sign of life. Prahare o datu nahi. O datu, the elements, the symptoms of life were not visible. There was nothing, no air passing from her nose, no movements of her chest cavity indicating the heart was beating. No eyelids were not moving. Frozen, stumba, stiff, total stumba, stunned in ecstatic absorption. Kakana vahina kampu upaje asiya prithivite keo jena tole achadiya. Sometimes Shachimata would tremble and shake so violently that it appeared as if someone had picked her up and thrown her to the ground. Aya ye Krishna vesha ki tarupama ai bai anyara nai tarasima. Shachi's ecstatic love for Krishna had no comparison. She alone exhibited such boundless love. So by this depiction of Shachimata's ecstatic love, we can understand how much Mother Yashoda experienced when Krishna went to Mathura with Akrura. It's explained that she never went back into her house again, and the house filled up with cobwebs, spider webs and cobwebs. She never went back in the house. What's the point of going in this house? I lived in this house to serve my Lala, my Nandalala. She just stayed outside. Gora Chandra Shivigrahe Jata Krishna Bhakti Aire O Prabhu Diachene Se Shakti. Gora Chandra endowed his mother Shachi with the same potency of devotional service to Krishna that is found in him. Ateva Aira Ye Bhaktira Vikar Taha Varni Beka Sabahina Shaktikar. Therefore, who has the power to describe the ecstatic transformations of Mother Shachi in her prema for Krishna? Hina mate premananda samudra tarange vasena devasa nishiyai maharange. In this way, Mother Shachi joyfully floated day and night in the waves of the ocean of ecstatic love. Premananda samudra tarange vasena Divasa Nishi, Divas day, Nishi night, Maharange, She was experiencing extreme delight. Maharange, extreme delight, Maharange. Vasena, floating in a taranga, floating in the waves of that ocean of blissful love of God. Kadachita aira je kichu bhayahai. Se Vishnu puja lagi janiya nishchai. Listen, everyone should know for certain that whatever external consciousness, maya, chit, Mother Shachi sometimes exhibited was only for the purpose of worshipping Vishnu. Because remember, Shachi Mata is a Brahmin, and they had shalagrams in their house, which her husband was doing the puja, and then her two sons were doing the puja, but her husband had died, and her sons had taken sannyas, Visharup and Lord and Nimai Pandit. So she was doing the puja for those shalagrams. What was the name of those shalagrams?
Damodar
shalagram. And so she would have to do that then, because shalagram demands that you have to be an external consciousness. You can't be lost in lila samadhi. You have to bathe them and be articulate and functional on the sensual plane. You can't be lost in your internal reverie of your... Dhyana means your senses are inert. You're dysfunctional externally. You're lost in your internal body. You don't appear dead to the world because you're alive in the internal world of Smaran, Lila Smaran, the meditation. So she had to come out of that world to externally lift up the shalagram and pour water over him and rub him with oil and offer him some bhog. That's the only time she came to external consciousness for 1 hour every day to worship the shalagram, Damodar shalagram. And separate, this is the viraha, this is vatsalya bhav viraha. There's viraha bhav in Madhurya, Radharani's separation. There's the coward boy separation, Sakhi Rati. Then there's the mother separation. So the vatsalya ras is right next to prema ras. You see the intensity and the depth of this ecstasy she experiences in viraha, separation from her beloved son, Nimai. Inconceivable, unimaginable. And this is in Vatsalya Ras. What to speak of Madhurya, of the gopis and Radha. Krishnera prasange ai achena vasya, hine samaye shubha varta haila gya. Mother Shachi was sitting, fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, Krishna prasanga. She was totally wrapped. Her body, her anga, was totally wrapped. Prasanga, prakrishnarena. Her body, all the limbs of her body were totally wrapped in remembrance of Krishna. Krishna prasange. Satam prasangam mama virya samvida. That verse is there in the Bhagavatam. Satam prasangam mama virya samvida. That the sadhus, we should have prasanga sangha. Prasanga on the highest intimate level means conjugal union. That's prasanga. Prasanga means all the limbs of my body, anga, are fully one with the limbs of another body. So that word prasanga also has its conjugal meanings and conjugal plane. But in this verse, in the fourth canto, the Bhagavatam is telling us that this is a type of sangha that produces power. This sangha has power. The sats have the power, but you don't get the Mahavir. You don't get the tremendous power and ashirvad and blessings of the sadhus unless you're prasanga. Satam prasanga, mamavirya samvido. There's samvad, all their talks, everything they say. Samvad, samvido means everything, vad, mayavad. Vad means the talks, the discussions, the kata, harikata, rasakata, radhakata. You only get that mahavirya. Viri means strength, power of bhakti, nishchita bhakti. You only get that if your association is prasanga. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. And their talks are mama virya. They're so powerful. But you have to associate with them tightly, which means you hear from them with full submission. you submit to them fully. You have full submission, and with a heart full of seva bhav, and a mind full of, devoid of pride. The mind must be devoid of pride. The heart must be full of submission and eagerness to serve, and there must be no envy. That's prasanga sangha. And when one meets with a sadhu like that, then he really gets benefit. Sadhus are oceans of benefit, oceans of blessings, but our receptivity is limited by the lack of our surrender and due to our envy and other contaminating factors which prevent the full strength from entering our minds and hearts by that association. Krishna prasanga, so she was so tightly connected and one with her son, Krishna Nimai. And at that time, she received the auspicious news. This is the whole Leela of Krishna and Gaur, because Gaur Leela is Krishna Leela. One moment there's Viraha, one minute there's Sambhog. They're just going from one bank to the other. The Leela is flowing. The river of Prem is flowing between two banks, Sambhog and Viraha. Sometimes the river of Prem is expressing itself as separation from the beloved son, our beloved mother, our beloved gopi, our lover, our friend. And sometimes the river of prema is flowing on the bank of union, of meeting, of sambhog, vilas, and joined together. So here, Mother Sachi, in the absence of her son, the Vishai, in the absence of the prema Vishai, and prema Shrai, and she meditates. So your son is not there, your object of love is not there, the prema Vishai, so then she's meditating. So she's in separation. She's feeling this pravasarag. There's four kinds of love and separation. One is when the lover goes to a distant place. Pravas. He's residing in a distant place. So Mayapur, East Bengal, is very far away. And so she's absorbed the most intense pitch of separation. Pravas. Pravasarag. There's Prem Vaichitya. There's Man. And Purvarag. But all those are not so painful, or not painful at all. They're all love-producing, but Pravasarag is very painful because of the great distance. So that's why she's trembling. We heard she's trembling and as if she had fallen on the ground and she's going unconscious and appears to be dead. That's the degree of separation she felt from Nimai. Nimai! 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 Then someone comes, and she's lost in meditation. She doesn't even know if it's day or night. She can't even hear what anyone's saying. That's how the story started. They went on. They went with a palanquin. They came with a carrier with four, you know, two sticks and four men and a covered thing in the middle, like a carriage carried by, like a closed carriage carried by men, small scaled down sized carriage, not carried by horses but by four men. But when they got there, She was lost in Braj Leela, because Nimai is Gopal. Gopal is Nimai, and they couldn't even. They came with a message. Guess what? You're Nimai. You're so much absorbed and you're missing so much and being so much devastated by your Virha Bhav, Vatsalya Virha Bhav. He's right down the road in Shantipur. She couldn't even hear them. She didn't know what she said or what she heard. She couldn't hear them. And so she's speaking, oh, Ram, this, that. And they're watching. Because the Lord comes to teach. Mother Sachi's teaching us by this Leela, about the intensity of separation, about Salya Bhav, parental love. And she's teaching the Parishads of the Lord who came from Shantipur to carry her back in the palanquin. They're witnessing, as Uddhava went to Mathura. And maybe these Parishads thought they knew something about Salya Bhav. But Yashoda is the epitome of Vatsalya Bhav. There's no greater exponent or exemplar of Vatsalya Bhav than the Braja Madhurya, Braja Vatsalya of Yashoda, who is none different than Shachi. So Shachi's Vatsalya Bhav is Yashoda's Vatsalya Bhav. So the Parishads of Lord Chaitanya, they may have some inkling or understanding of Vatsalya Bhav, but until they see Shachi in a special mood of Viraha, they won't know the intensity. And the same way with Uddhava Mahashaya. Uddhava Mahashaya, he knows something about the Madhurya Bhav of Krishna and Dwarka, because he's living with Krishna and Dwarka, and also in Mathura. So Krishna said, go to Vrindavan and see the Madhurya Bhav of Radha and the gopis, then you'll get some real education. So then he came here and he saw, oh, now this is something extraordinary. He really got an education. So these parishas that have come with the dola, with the palanquin, to carry Mother Shachi, they're really getting quite an education. They're just watching this whole thing. All they want, excuse me, just like Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy and the pious people around Kaili try to give him a message to warn him to move away from this unpredictable Hussein Shah, tyrannical Muslim local leader. And he was so absorbed in kirtan ecstasy, they couldn't even get in a word edgewise. So his mother is the same way. He's lost in his kirtan and separate. And Radha Bhav separated from Hari and Madhurya Bhav and his Virha Bhav. And his mother's lost in her kirtan, crying out, Ram, Ram, Krishna, Ram, Krishna, crying out for Krishna and Balaram, and her mood of separation in Vatsalya Bhav. And the Parishads are trying to say, listen, excuse me. So we'll find out tomorrow what happened. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai.